家早。
Good morning, everyone.
很高兴再一次回到你们当中来分享上帝的信息。
Very happy we can return here to share God's message.
对不起，按错了。All right. 上一次我跟大家提到哈，这个荣耀的建造有几个部分。
And last time I have shared some of the there are several parts about glorious building.
那么我们晓得中国人有一句话叫“十年树木，百年树人”。
And there's a way one phrase in Chinese said, "10 years to grow tree, 100 years to nurture people."
那人的塑造就是怎么样，一生之久，对不对
？But the taking a lifetime to shape a person.
我想我们当中很少人可以活到100岁哈。
And very few people can live up to 100 years old.
那需要百年来树人，就表示怎么样？我们一辈子都要被塑造。
So what does that mean that to take 100 years that we all our life need to work on it?
那这就是上帝创造天地来诉说他的荣耀。
And just as God created the heaven to declare His glory.
那么上帝塑造人，好，创造人，在世上要彰显他的荣耀。
So God created and shaped His people to manifest His glory on earth and arrange eternal glory for Him.
由于他们安排永生的荣耀。
To arrange the eternal glory.
我想现在就请大家想一想哈，想看看自己，看看自己。
I want you to look at yourself.
上帝为什么创造我？
And God, why created you?
有一个很清楚的目的，圣经也跟我们讲的非常清楚，就是要借着你来彰显上帝的荣耀。
And there's a very clear purpose, is through you to glorify Himself, God Himself.
好，要把这个好好的记在脑筋里面。
And I really want you to remember that.
好，那么上次我跟大家提到哈，那个圣殿在历史中的进展。
And the last time we talked about the progression of the temple.
而教会呢，基督徒现在就是上帝的殿。
So the church nowadays is the temple of God.
那么耶稣基督是这个殿的根基。
And Jesus Christ is the foundation of this temple.
圣经说他也是这个殿的房角石。
And he is the foundation of the temple.
而他就是我们生命成长改变的依据，还有典范。
And he is our life, that is the foundation for how we need to grow.
所以我们要依据耶稣的样式来建造生命。
So we need to build our lives on the likeness of Jesus Christ.
那上次我提出三个样式哈。
And last time I mentioned three different models.
大家还有点印象吗
？Do you still remember?
好，第一个就是救赎主的样式哈。
And more like our Messiah Jesus Christ.
我们从他是救赎主的身份，他的样式，我们可以学到什么是在我们人生中最重要的事情。
For his likeness and how he modeled for us.
然后第二个就是他是一个仆人的样式。
And also he was a servant.
那作为一个仆人的样式，我们怎么样可以成为一个仆人去服侍
？And just like him, how we can be serving others as a servant.
那第三个提出的，他就是好牧人的样式。
And also he was a great shepherd.
那作为他一个好牧人，我们怎么样去看、去听、去发掘周围的需要、去关怀
？And as a shepherd, how we look and observe and to see what's needed out there.
那今天呢，我们就要继续看哥林多前书第三章。11-15节
And today we will continue the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 11 to 15.
梅弟兄上次说裴师母啊这个题目太大太大了你要讲好几次。
And so Brother May mentioned that this topic is so big you need to talk about it several times.
我本来只准备讲两次的。
I was only going to talk about twice.
但是回家以后发觉这材料真的很多好所以现在要讲三次。
So I plan now I'm going to speak three times.
所以今天是讲第二次好。
And today is the second part.
那我们看的主要经文是哥林多前书三章十一到十五节。
So let's look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 11 to 15.
好如果你有圣经愿意翻开的话呢也可以翻开。
And please turn your Bible if you have one.
好，我们读十一节。
Verse 11.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
若有人用金银、宝石、草木、禾秸在这根基上建造。
If anyone build on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stone, wood, hay, or straw.
个人的工程必然显露。
And so their word will be shown on what it is.
因为那日子要将它表明出来。
Because the day will bring it to light.
有火发现。
You will be revealed with fire.
这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
And the fire will test the quality of each person's work.
人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
It has been built, survived, the builder will receive a reward.
人的工程若被烧了，
And if they burned up,
他就要受亏损。
The builder will suffer loss,
自己却要得救。
But yet will be saved.
虽然得救，
Even though,
乃像从火里经过的一样。
It's just as one escaping through the flames.
好，我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，让我们今天再一次来聆听你的话语。
Dearly Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that we can continue to listen to your words.
因为它非常清楚地为我们人生指出一条道路。
It clearly show us the way we should follow.
让我们不再失落，不再迷惘。
And we no longer lost.
也不像奔跑没有定向
or like a running without direction
或者朝着空气来打拳
and you're just like fighting in the air
我们是奔走有定向
and we have a purpose and direction
奋斗有目标的人
and we have a purpose to do what we need to do
所以求主再一次开启我们的心
please open our hearts
能够更深刻地了解你话语中的含义
and really understand the meaning of your words
也明白你创造我们的心意
and understand why you want to create us
求主就现在借着你的圣灵
and through your Holy Spirit
让我们能够有一个聆听的耳朵
and so we have a listening ears
啊，聆听的心
and listening hearts
有一颗明白的心
and understanding
也愿意顺服
and willing to be submissive
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那么今天的内容呢？首先我跟大家提一提哈，就是信徒要谨慎，如何在这根基上建造。
So believers should be very, very careful when how we build on the foundation of Christ.
这边提到几个建造的材料。
And here talk about the few material when we build.
十二节说有金银宝石。
And talk about gold and silver and the precious stone.
有草木禾秸。
And also the wood and straw.
然后有一天呢，我们建造不是建造房子，我们怎么建造自己这个工程也要显露出来。
And so how we build ourselves that you will reveal one day.
然后有一天这个有个火会发现要试验个人的工程。
And it will be revealed with a fire will reveal what's the real work.
我不晓得大家有没有好奇啊，什么是金银宝石。
And so have you ever been curious what is a gold, silver, and precious stone?
的建造。
And what is the,
神是怎么来用金银宝石来建造我们呢？
How does God using those things to build us up?
我知道中国人跟印度人非常喜欢金子。
And Chinese and Indian would love gold.
啊，家里都即使没有现金的话，也存了不少金子。
And sometimes even maybe without cash, but a lot of people accumulate gold.
因为在大家的认知当中，都说金子非常保值。
Because in people's mind, gold can preserve the value.
然后我们的这个结婚戒指多半也是金子或银子打造的。
And very often our wedding ring is made of either gold or silver.
然后宝石呢，很多的项链啊、手镯啊，都是宝石造的哈。
And so very a lot of jewels are made with a precious stone.
所以这是非常宝贵的材料。
And those are the very precious materials.
那草木禾秸呢
？And but how about wood, hay, and straw?
大家在印象中马上就想到哦，比如说秋天的时候有大捆的这个稻草被卷在一起哈。
And so like in the fall, you can see the hay wrap it up.
然后怎么样？火一烧它就没了。
And then once it's burned by the fire, it will disappear.
那在我们国内也常常听到所谓的豆腐渣工程。
And so sometimes we see the worthless work.
好，就是马马虎虎偷工减料的工程。
It means that you're really cutting corners.
所以保罗在这里真的是用建筑这个意象，让我们去明白我们自己生命建造的一件事情。
And so the Paul is really telling us how we need to build.And with a precious stone.
那今天我就要跟大家分享什么是金银宝石。在一个信仰当中，什么是金银宝石
？So in our faith, what is a gold and silver and precious stone?
一般说来哈
，In general,
那金银宝石呢？它们贵重、坚固、闪耀。
And so the gold and silver usually they are very, very strong and they are radiant.
所以在基督教的信仰当中呢
，So in our faith,
金银宝石通常形容一个基督徒信仰。言行和品格的品质跟耐用
，very symbolize our quality endurance of a Christian's faith and our words, actions, and character.
保罗在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》里面有一句话
，and Paul actually second Thessalonians talk about this.
在二章十节，他说我们的盼望和喜乐，并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？
So what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which?
岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？
So we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes.
保罗认为帖撒罗尼迦的信徒真的是太棒了。
And so in Paul's eye, the believer in Thessalonian church is wonderful.
一想到他们，他就好高兴。
And once he think about them, he was very joyful.
一想到他们，他就觉得哎呀，自己头上戴了冠冕，很荣耀。
When he think about it, he feels like he's wearing a very glorious crown.
好，那我们要把这个意象放在自己脑海里。
And so I want you to have the same image as well.
当主耶稣想到你的时候，
When Jesus think about you,
哇，他就好快乐。
He is very joyful.
他也觉得好充满了喜乐，因为你就是他那个头上戴那个冠冕。
He's filled with joy because it's a crown.
我们不晓得大家有没有很习惯看英国的王室哈。
And do you like to the royal dramas?
好，那个王室。
Royal, right?
Not the drama.
Okay. So the British royals.
Royalty 哈。
Royalty.
他们常常在重要的场合都会把皇冠带出来。
And in very important occasions, they will wear their crowns.
显示他们的尊贵哈。
Because those are the most precious things.
我们在神的眼中也是相当尊贵的。
And so it's the same as in God's eyes.
那什么是金呢？
So why is gold?
金就代表一个基督徒生命的宝贵和耐用。
So gold represents preciousness and durability of a Christian's life.
圣经中把有几件事情的比喻做金子。
And so in the Bible, there are several things that using gold to represent.
首先，他谈到我们的信仰。
First of all, talk about our faith.
好，一个非常有名的经文是彼得前书第一章第七节。
And very famous one is the First Peter chapter 1 verse 7.
他说叫你们的信心既被试验。
They have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith.
就被那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
So of greater worth the gold which perish even through refined by fire.
可以在耶稣基督显现的时候。
And so it will be revealed when Jesus Christ.
得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
We receive the glory and honor.
好，那这边呢提到我们的信心啊会被测验，测验。
And here talk about our faith will be tested.
显出它比金子更宝贵。
And is that really more precious than gold?
那上帝怎么试验我们，让我们的生命成长跟茁壮？
So how does God test our life to help us grow and become strong?
你没有想过这件事情，你人生中遇到的一些试炼。
Have you ever thought about those trials in your life?
一些逆境。
And the obstacles.
上帝怎么样试验你，使你把的信心显出来。
And God, how does God test you so can reveal your faith?
使你变得越来越强壮。
And so you become stronger.
而且很稳固。
And be very, more stronger.
我在想到，像约瑟，圣经上的约瑟。
And when you think about Joseph,
这么那个年轻貌美的一个孩子。
He was a very handsome young man.
这么被家里宠爱的孩子。
He actually was very loved by his family.
而且前途好像一片大好的孩子。
And he seems to have a bright future.
为什么要经历那种背叛出卖？
Why did he have to go through the betrayal?
为什么在那个波提法的家里又被他的祖母欺骗？
And so will be also betrayed by his master.
一个天真无邪的年轻人。
He was a very innocent young man.
为什么要经历这些？
Why did he have to go through it?
然后他在监狱里面要服侍，要去照管所有的那些囚犯。
So when he was in jail, he had to take care of other people.
你们觉得神在他身上做什么工作？
So what is God's plan in this person?
就是要试炼他，对不对？
And continue to provide him and to test him.
而且要扩张他。
And also expand him.
同时预备他将来当上宰相的位置。
So he can be a prime minister one day.
我也想到摩西。
And also Moses.
他是一个在皇宫里长大的孩子。
He grew up in the palace.
好，一向我行我素惯了。
And he can do whatever he want.
然后呢，在杀了人之后，他逃到旷野去。
But when he killed someone, he ran to the wilderness.
这四十年，他也是过着我行我素的生活。
But for that 40 years, he was doing whatever he wants.
但是神给他一个很重要的使命。
But God also have a mission for him.
一个我行我素的人在回去的路上。
And this one person will do whatever he want in the past when on the road.
回去埃及的路上。
And on the road to back to Egypt.
神的势力马上来到了。
And God's voice came to him.
就是要怎么样？想要把他给杀了。
And so what? To kill him?
因为他我行我素惯了，不听神要给他孩子行割礼的话。
And so what was testing him that if he did not want to do circumcision of his child.
一个我行我素的人跟一大群这个杂乱无章的人在一起。
And this is a person mixed with all those ordinary people.
在旷野里面漂流了40年。
And wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
对一个曾经是我行我素的人来说是多么的痛苦啊，多么的煎熬。
And so it must be extremely hard, it's a hardship for that person.
雅各这个人物。
And Jacob.
啊，习惯欺骗了。
And he was very used to deceive others.
但是后来怎么样呢？
What happened?
他的试炼是什么？
What was his test?
神把一个更会欺骗的人摆在他旁边。
And God put another more deceitful person next to him.
到最后他承认自己就是一个掠夺者，是一个欺骗者。
And he admit that he is the one always deceive others.
好，之后他的生命有了很大的改变。
His life is totally changed.
神一定要在我们身上做工作。
And God needs to work on us.
使我们能够承担更高一层、更高一步的责任。
So we can bear more responsibility in the future.
你知道以色列这个国家的名字是从谁来的吗？
And do you know where's Israel, this name, where this name come from?
就是从雅各。
It came from Jacob.
他要成为一国之父。
And he's the father of that nation.
他的生命一定必须被改变。
So his life has to be changed.
那么神怎么熬炼我们呢？
But so how does God work in us?
我们可以回想自己的人生哈。
And let's look at our life.
我知道我们当时有人被亲戚骗过。
I know some of you have been deceived by your relatives.
有很多人经历过这个疾病的熬炼。
And some people have to go through a chronic illness.
有的人在教育儿女身上遇到了很大的挑战跟挫折。
And a lot of people in raising children meeting a lot of difficulties.
我相信有很多人在财务上遭遇到一些困难。
And some people have suffered financially.
回想看看神怎么要借着这些事情去熬炼我们，成长我们。
And just think about it, what has God done in those things that happen in our life.
而这些事情怎么样成就我们在信仰上对他的忠实。
And so how did he use those things to accomplish how we can be more trust in God?
而在所有这些熬炼当中。
And through those trials.
圣灵是不是也是借着这些环境，借着我们的品格的改变，结出那些圣灵的果子来。
So through those difficulty that we bear more fruits of the Holy Spirit.
我不晓得在座当中是不是都很清楚这个圣灵的果子，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制这些。
So are you familiar with the nine fruits of fruits of the Holy Spirit?
当我们的信仰越来越坚定的时候，
When our faith becomes stronger,
我们就会像金子发光一样。
We are just like a gold will be radiant.
神也视它为宝贵。
And so God treated us precious.
那第二个圣经把用金子来描写的呢，就是智慧。
And the second thing that God used the gold to describe is a wisdom.
我们看约伯记28章第13节。
And so let's look at Job chapter 28 verse 13.
他说智慧的价值无人能知，在活人之地也无处可寻。
No mortal comprehends words, it cannot be found in the land of the living.
智慧是非常宝贵的。
The wisdom is so precious.
然后十五节说智慧会用黄金可得。
And so cannot be bought with gold.
也不能凭白银为它的价值。
And so it cannot be priced, be weighed in silver.
好，十八节。
And verse 18.
珊瑚水晶都不足论。
Coral and crystal are not to be mentioned.
智慧的价值胜过珍珠。
The price of wisdom is beyond pearls.
好，最后十九节后面，金金也不足与较量。
And it cannot be bought with a pure gold.
有没有想到你的智慧？
And have you ever thought about the wisdom?
就是像金子一样的建造。
And it's just like a build as a gold.
不但建造你自己，也建造别人。
But not only build yourself, also help to build others as well.
我们常常觉得自己缺乏智慧，对不对？
Very often we feel a lack of wisdom.
但是圣经告诉我们，就是敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And so if you have a fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
为什么这句话这么实用呢？
Why is this word so practical?
因为敬畏耶和华的人会远离恶事。
And because the one with fear of the Lord will try to stay away from the evil things.
光是远离恶事就显出你是一个有智慧的人。
And just try to stay away from evil things that shows you have a wisdom.
然后呢雅各书也告诉我我们可以跟神求智慧。
And so in James talk about we can ask God to give a wisdom.
好在第一章第五节他说你们中间若有缺少智慧的应当求那后赐予众人也不斥责人的神主必赐给他。
So if you lack wisdom, you should ask God who give generous to all without finding fault.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。
And just need to ask, you must believe and then no doubt.
那这个在所罗门跟神求智慧这件事情上呢，讲得非常的明显。
And the same thing when Solomon asked for wisdom is very evident.
这个所罗门要的智慧就是有个聆听的心。
And so what Solomon asked is the listening heart.
假如你愿意多多的聆听
if you're willing to listen,
你一定会学到智慧。
You will learn how to be wisdom.
而且不是只听一个人的话。
And it's not only listen to one person's words.
要听许多人有智慧属神的话语。
And to listen to multiple people who has God's wisdom.
这样智慧就你就慢慢慢慢学到智慧。
And you will learn more about wisdom.
好，那在雅各书里面，另外有一段经文，我也非常非常的喜欢啊。
And so in James also there's a passage I really like.
在第三章十三节说。
And so in the chapter 3, verse 13.
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢？
And who is a wise understanding among you?
他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
Let it show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility.
所以智慧这边显出在什么事情上？
And so what does wisdom show?
不是严厉的指责别人啊。
And it's not a severely condemn other people.
他是很温柔很谦虚的很维护别人面子的一个事情。
And it's do it with a humility, try to save other people's face.
这智慧呢也会显出一个好的结果好的行为。
And the wisdom will show a good result and good deeds.
然后属神的智慧有些特性。
And there's a characteristic of the wisdom belong to God.
在三章十七节说。
And so in chapter 3, verse 17.
唯独从上头来的智慧。
And so only wisdom come from the heaven.
先是清洁，后是和平。
Is the first of all pure, then peace.
温良柔顺。
And loving and considerate.
满有怜悯。
And full of mercy and good fruit.
多结善果。
And bear fruits.
没有偏见，没有假冒。
And so there's no impartial and sincere.
并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
Peacemaker who sow in peace reaps the harvest of righteousness.
好，那我不觉得自己是一个很有智慧的人。
Actually, I don't consider myself has a lot of wisdom.
有时候我觉得自己很天真。
And I very often think myself is very naive.
但是我想学智慧。
But I want to learn about wisdom.
我就看这几样的这个表现。
And so I watch those manifestations.
当我能够平衡，当我能够保持一个清洁的心，当我能够与众人和睦相处。
And so I watch those things, so I learn how to get along with others.
当我可以很温柔
，I can be gentle.
好，当我可以对别人有怜悯的心
，I have full compassion and mercy.
啊，虽然我没有这个智慧，但是当我学着这么做的时候
，And even though I didn't have it before, but I tried to learn.
我就有上帝来的智慧。
And so I received the wisdom from God.
然后这个他也说，智慧可以结出好的果实来。
And also wisdom will bear good fruit.
而且是公义的果实来。
And it's a fruit of righteousness.
就是要使大家和睦的时候结出来的果实。
And so that's a manifest that when we get along.
以后我们会在下一篇讲到会提到彼此和睦相处是多么的重要。
And so how can we live in harmony? How important it is.
好，所以我前面讲到了，第一，我们的信心好比金子还宝贵。
And the first one you talk about faith is just like gold.
那我们的智慧，学习智慧。
Also,
在神眼中看来也是宝贵的。
And also the wisdom just like gold.
我们的信心，我们的智慧，不但帮助了自己怎么样 也可以鼓励造就帮助了周围的人。
And so our faith and wisdom besides only help us, also will help people around us.
好，那再来呢，什么是金银宝石的建造呢？就是我们的好言行。
And so another one is our good conduct.
在那个马太福音五章十六节说。
And so in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16.
说你们的光也当这样照在人前。
In the same way, you would let your light shine before others.
叫他们看见你们的好行为。
So they may see your good deeds.
便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
And glory the Father in heaven.
常常有人说。
Very often people say this.
不信主的人读到的圣经。
And so the non-believer, when they read the Bible.
就是基督徒的言行。
And so very often is our good deeds or our conduct.
所以我们的好言行
So our behavior conduct
在神的眼中
In God's eyes
看来就是金银宝石的建造
So just like a gold.
那哥罗西书四章五到六节也说
And so the 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5 to 6.
你们要爱惜光阴
And so be wise in the way you act toward outsiders.
用智慧与外人交往
And make the most of every opportunity.
你们的言语要常常带着和气
And so your conversations are full of grace.
好像用盐调和
And season with salt.
就可知道怎样回答个人
And so you may know how to answer others.
所以我们的言语不要常常带刺
And so don't have a full hour Pony points when you talk to other people.
也不要常常去挑衅别人。
And don't want to stir up the situation.
总要想着我们身上有基督的使命。
And so there's a mission from Jesus.
也想到我们是服务人的。
And we are servant to serve others.
我们不是去命令人的。
And it's not to tell other people what to do.
好，所以我们的信仰、我们的智慧、我们的好言行，都像金银宝石。
So our faith, the wisdom, and our good conduct that is showing just like a gold.
那最后我不得不提是好心肠。
And another one actually is a good heart.
那这个事实上是来自英文的语句哈。
And so this is actually coming from English.
在英文里面，你说英文吧。
Okay, a heart of gold is a treasure to behold.
就说一个像金子的心啊，就好像一个珍宝，让我们去看。
And the heart of gold, hands of steel.
然后一个像金子的心呢，就一个钢铁般的手。
A heart of gold stop at no boundaries.
一个金子的心呢，它没有边界。
And heart of gold, soul of light.
然后金子的心呢，就是灵魂的光亮。
A heart of gold makes a life of gold.
所以一个金子的心呢，就是你的人生变成金子的人生。听懂了吧
？So you got it？
所以好心肠啊，真的是好像金银宝石一样。
A heart of gold is just like a precious stones。
所以当我看到英文的这几句话的时候
，So when I read those English，
我就更明白箴言四章二十三节的话。
So I understand the Proverb chapter 4 verse 23。
他说你要保守你心。
Above all else, guard your heart。
胜过保守一切。
For everything you do flows from it。
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
So everything that is coming flow from it.
啊，好心肠。
A good heart.
所以什么是金银宝石呢？在金子来说呢，我们的信仰、智慧、好言行，还有好心肠，都是金子。
So we'll talk about our faith, the wisdom, and good conduct, and a heart of gold.
那什么是银子呢
？But what is silver?
银子哈。根据圣经的 各种用法呢
，And so in the Bible, when we describe silver,
就象征着一个基督徒生命被炼净和纯化的过程
，And symbolize a process of refining and purifying, in Christian's life.
要有一个好心肠啊
，So when you have a heart of gold,
这个心肠必须经过洁净的过程
，Very often need to be purified.
啊，在诗篇六十六篇第十节说。
And so in the song chapter 66 verse 10.
说神啊，你曾试验我们，熬炼我们，像熬炼银子一样。
For you test us, you refine us like silver.
圣经里面有一句话很有意思。
And in the Bible also talk about this.
我们晓得犹太人以色列人在旷野漂流了四十年，对不对
？And so Israelite that being in the wilderness for 40 years.
你猜上帝怎么注解这件事情
？And so what does God explain this?
他说我让他们在旷野漂流四十年，要试验他们的心如何。
So I want to test him to see what, where's, how's their heart.
好，为什么呢？
Why?
好，耶利米书告诉我们。
So in Jeremiah,
在十七章九节。
And chapter 17, verse 9.
说人心比万物都诡诈。
The heart is deceitful above all things.
坏到极处。
And beyond cure.
谁能识透呢？
Who can understand it?
我耶和华是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的。
I, the Lord, search the heart, examine the mind.
要照个人所行的和他所做的结果报应他。
To reward each person according to their conduct.
所以根据耶利米呢？
So according to Jeremiah.
人的心很诡诈。
And so everyone's heart is so deceitful.
好，那么耶稣告诉我们人的诡诈是什么呢？
So what does God talk about deceiving?
最了解我们的上帝。
And so he understands us the most.
最能够看穿我们的主耶稣基督。
He can see through us.
他说从心里面，我算了，总共他一口气就说了十三个。
And so he actually talked about 13 things about heart.
好，二十一节。
So is a
Mark chapter 7:21. 二十一节说，因为从里面就是从人心里。
And for it is from within out of a person's heart.
发出恶念。
So that evil
thoughts come.
And sexual immorality,
二十二节偷盗
adultery,
凶杀
malice,
maybe the order is different, huh?
Yeah, right.
奸淫
and so adultery,
贪婪
and greed,
邪恶
malice,
诡诈
deceit,
淫荡
lewdness,
嫉妒
envy,
谤毒
slander,
骄傲
arrogance,
狂妄
and folly.
这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
All this evil come from the inside and defile a person.
我们就看看这十三个东西哈。
And when we read those 13 things,
你可别找到自己。
Can you see yourself?
我想多多少少应该会看到有自己的影子吧。
I'm sure that you can find you, there's a reflect yourself a little bit.
所以我们这个心啊，需要被洁净，需要被熬炼。
And so our heart need to be clean and also need to go through refinement.
而且你要高兴，当你被熬炼的时候呢，是神。哎呀，神真的爱你。
And you gotta remember during those process, God really loves you.
为什么呢？约伯记告诉我们。
Why? Because Job says this.
哎，五章十七节。
And the chapter 5, verse 17.
神所惩治的人是有福的。
Blessed is the one whom God corrects.
所以你不可轻看全能者的管教。
So do not despise the discipline of Almighty.
好，然后很有意思，好，十八节。
In verse 18,
因为他打破
，because he wounds，
又缠裹
，but he so binds up，
他击伤
，he injures，
用手医治
，but his hands also heal。
所以神在我们身上工作的时候呢，虽然他打伤你，但是他会来包裹你。
And so even he wounds you, but he's going to bind you up。
好，他击伤你，但是他又会医治你。
Even he injures you, but he's also going to heal you。
然后十九节有意思了。
And verse 19 so interesting。
你六次遭难。
And from six calamities,
他必救你。
He's going to rescue you.
就是七次。
And so in seven,
灾祸也无法害你。
No harm will touch you.
所以虽然我会经历不同层次、不同样式的熬炼。
Even though you go through the different layers of difficulties.
那至终凭着你有金子般的信心。
But as long as you have the faith just like gold.
你就可以胜过
and you will overcome.
也显出你的信心多么的宝贵
and you can manifest how precious your faith is.
我在我十三年前生病的时候
and so it was 13 years when I was very ill.
我那个一个神学院的教授有天跟我聊天
and their theological professor was talking to me.
我说这次的熬炼真的很厉害啊
and this trial was really, really hard.
你猜他怎么说
What did he say?
他说根据圣经啊，这个熬炼不止一次哦。
And so according to the Bible, and this might not only limit to once.
他说会有好多次的。
And it may happen many times.
所以不一定是疾病。
And not necessarily is illness.
也会有很多的逆境。
And there's also obstacles.
或是一些你相处不来的人。
Or maybe the people that you cannot get along.
好，或是工作得到很多，有很多的挑战。
And or challenge at work.
反正就是。神的工作在我们的身上就是百年树人。
And so it's just God's word. It's just like want to shape us and build us just like.
所以不要挫折，不要灰心。
And don't get discouraged.
好，我们凭着信心，我们凭着在神里面的智慧，我们会胜过这些。
And through our faith and through the wisdom that we will overcome.
我也记得我在这边曾经分享过这个葡萄树的修剪哈。
And so I've shared that with you, the pruning of the grape vines.
至少有四次的修剪。
And actually take a four time, a four pruning.
才能够使葡萄结出丰满的果实来。
So they can bore more fruits.
所以当我们愿意被神修剪的时候，我们就可以更多的结果子。
You will be pruned by the Lord that will bear more fruits.
那这些熬炼、这些试炼、这些炼境的目的是什么呢
？And why those trial and test? What's the purpose of it?
就是要我们越来越有属神的性情。
So it's becoming increasingly godly in character.
我们看希伯来书十二章第六节。
So let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
因为主所爱的，他必管教。
And because the Lord disciplined the one he loves,
又鞭打凡所受纳的儿子。
And he chastened everyone he set as his son.
然后我们看第十节。
And look at verse 10.
深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们。
And so our own father disciplined us a little why they thought was best.
唯有万灵的父管教我们是要我们得益处。
But only the God disciplined us for our own good.
使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
So that we may share in his holiness.
好，所以这是神的目的。
And this is the purpose of God.
所以当我们被熬炼被管教的时候呢，那这就是为什么雅各说你们落在百般的试验中，怎么样要以为大喜乐。
And so that when we fall into the trial and difficulty, that we'll need to consider a great joy.
这个喜乐不是说很欢喜这些灾难临到我。
We're not happy that those things have come to us.
这个喜乐来自于你经过熬炼之后。
It's a talk about when after the refinement.
你会更上一层楼。
And you will go to the next step.
好，那这个呢，后面呢？我这一节我觉得也非常重要哈，就是罪与生命的进化呢，要自洁，越来越合神使用。
So the purification and then requires self-cleansing become increasingly fit for God's use.
好，对，我们看一下二十一节好了。
And so let's look the Second Timothy verse 21.
Yeah.
Chapter 2, verse 21.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
If those who clean themselves from the latter,
就必做贵重的器皿
will be instrument for special purpose,
成为圣洁合乎主用
made wholly useful to the master,
预备行各样的善事
and prepared to do any good work.
他这边前面做一个比例，就是在一个很有钱的人家里面
and talk about in a wealthy family.
有各样不同的器具
and there's a different kind of articles.
有的做喝茶用
and some are made to drink.
有的做盛饭用
and were maybe made to
有的做洗脸用
or for the rice or you wash your face.
有的做提水用
and were a container.
有的做插花用
and maybe for the flower.
所以有各种各种不同的用处，有各种不同的器具
and there's a different articles.
那唯一的条件是什么呢
What's the one condition required?
就是你给人家吃饭的碗
So everything we use, like a bowl,
不能是脏的，对不对
Cannot be dirty.
好，你给人家洗脚的水
And the water you cleanse other people's feet.
这个他装的水的容器也不能是脏的
And the container need to be clean.
所以人要自洁，人只要这个器皿，不管它的贵重或是卑贱，只要是干净的都可以备用
It doesn't matter the article is really precious or not. Most important has to be clean.
所以既然我们上帝是圣洁的神
If God is holy,
他要我们也学习好在他的圣洁上有份
We have to be part of that, his holiness.
所以我们的心要不断的越来越被他炼净更纯洁
And so our heart needs to be purified by him.
好这就是银子好银子的熬炼
And talk about the refinement of silver.
那什么是宝石呢
And what is a precious stone?
宝石好是经过雕琢
And so you talk about polishing.
啊，彰显一个基督徒的品格和行为的光彩、美丽、含有和价值。
And reflect the brilliance, beauty, rarity, and the value of a Christian's character and action.
你有没有常常觉得看了某个基督徒，你就觉得好美、好羡慕
？And so one time when you see other Christian, maybe particular one, you really envy that person's character.
我有一位非常羡慕的一个女传道人。
I really envy this minister.
因为她一直是单身。
And she has been single.
但是他向着神的心哈永远没有变。
And her heart toward God never changed.
他身上有一个常年的疾病。
And she has a chronic illness.
但是在这个常年的疾病当中呢，他的信心不改变。
And even through the chronic illness, her faith never wavered.
在他七十几岁的时候。
And when she was in her seventies.
他的生命已经快到了尽头。
And she's almost at the end of her life.
但是有一天我在梦里梦见他。
And one day I was dreaming about her.
我梦见他的时候，他看起来大概三十几岁。
And she looked like she was in her thirties.
他的脸充满了这个容美。
And her face was filled with radiance.
有一种荣光。
And it's almost like glory.
在她的身上。
Is on her face.
虽然她的生活不是像一些很有名的人。
And maybe she's not famous.
她就是一个默默在那边服侍主的人。
And she's someone who quietly serving the Lord.
但是我觉得她的生命就像金银宝石一样，那么的美丽。
But her life is just like a precious stone.
那么的吸引人。
Gold and silver is so attractive.
好，那什么是金银宝石？什么是宝石呢
？And so, but what is a precious stone?
好果子就像宝石一样。
And good fruits just like a precious stone.
好，那我刚刚提到圣灵所结的果子。
And we talk about the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
好，有仁爱
，and love，
喜乐
，joy，
和平
，peace，
忍耐
，forbearing，
恩慈
，kindness，
良善
，goodness，
信实
，faithfulness，
温柔
，gentleness，
节制
，and self-control.
这样的事没有律法禁止。
And those things cannot is not limited in law.
好，就是尽量去发挥。
And just try you can continue
尽量的去成长
，and continue to grow in those
尽量的去使用
，continue to use it.
当别人看到我们基督徒有这么多好的果实的时候
，When people see those fruits in us，
他们就像闪耀的宝石
，They are just like a radiant precious stone。
好，那另外一个呢
？There's another one，
像宝石的灯的事情
，like a precious stone，
就是有效的使用上帝给我们的恩赐。
How we can effectively using God's gift for us？
我想在我们教会哈都有几个宝
，And so we have quite a few precious stone in our church。
你们说这个教会谁是宝
？Who is a precious stone？
好，比安卡是个宝，没错，
是活宝。
还有谁是宝呢
？Who I had a
Anderson 也是宝 ，OK。还有呢 ，Raymond 也是宝。还有呢，嘉玲也是宝。
每一个都是，
每一个都。当我们愿意为了神的事工付上使用我们的恩赐的时候。
So when we're willing to use our gift to serve the Lord,
你就成为这个家中的宝。
And you became the precious stone.
你们愿意做家中的宝吗
？Are you willing to become the precious stone?
愿意哈。圣经上有一个比喻就是那个 talent.
And so in the Bible, talk about talent.
就是上帝给不同的恩赐，对不对
？Everybody has received different
talents. 有的给了5000的。
And some received 5000.
他就用了5000。
And so that he spent 5000.
又去赚了5000。
And then make 5000.
啊，一个给了2000的。
And one received 2000.
他也去赚了2000。
And to make another 2000.
但是那个1000的呢
？And but the one received 1000.
哦，这个1000不值得怎么用吧
？And so it's not worth it to use it.
他把它埋在地里面。
So bury in the ground.
结果主人回来怎么对他说
？So what happened when the master returned?
你这又懒又恶的仆人。
You are the lazy, evil servant.
你不知道我给你身上求回报吗
？And so you don't you know that I am looking for the return?
啊，这就像最后说的，要火，他的像草木和秸被烧掉，什么都没有留下来。
So just like a wood, straw and hay will be burned by the fire.
所以啊，你们要做神的宝。
And so we all should become a precious stone.
好，做家里的宝。
And precious stone in the family.
好，我们读一下这个以弗所书哈，下面以弗所书4:16。
So let's read Ephesians chapter four verse 16.
全身都靠他，他就是耶稣基督联络的合适。
For him the whole body joined and held together.
百节各按各职。
By every supporting ligament,
照着个体的功用彼此相助
and grows and builds itself up,
便叫身体渐渐增长
and so continue each part does the work and grow,
在爱中建立自己
and build itself up in love.
那每一位信徒都蒙神赐予一个恩赐哈
So every believer that
至少有一个
at least we receive one gift.
好，有的人好几个哈
and sometimes you people may have several.
而且上帝说哈。越要使用的呢，我会越加添。
the people who are willing to use their gifts, and they got asked even more.
那些不愿用的呢，我把他有的都要拿过来给别人。
And so if you don't want to use it, whatever you already have, God will take it away.
好，就想到我们至终要在基督的宝座台前交账。
And so we know that we need to come to the Lord and to be accountable.
最好现在啊，赶快觉醒，赶快来用吧。
So we need to really wake up and to really see what we have and use it.
好，那什么是草木和秸的建造呢
？So what's the build with the wood, hay, and straw?
光是从这些材料来看
，And so when you just look at those materials,
就是它第一，它不长久。
And first of all, they will not last very long.
而且第二，它的价值不是那么高。
And so they do not have the value.
然后它们的功用是短暂的。
And so their functions are very limited.
那这边有一句话非常有意思。
And so it's very interesting here.
诗篇里面，诗篇第一章第四节。
And so in Psalm chapter 1 verse 4.
好，就是乃像糠皮被风吹散。
And what does it mean to be is like they are like a chaff that the wind blows away.
当我们不太注重自己生命的培养。
So if we don't try to nurture our spiritual life.
也不太注重怎么样发挥我这个人的价值。
And do not really try to reflect the value of myself.
我们就是马马虎虎，随随便便。
And so we become really sloppy.
也后来到即使想要做的话，也变成偷工减料。
And so you're actually cutting corners even if you want to do it.
好，不能持久。
And will not last.
这就是草木和秸的建造。
So this is a build with a straw and hay and wood.
好，那么，所以第一大点是我们信徒要小心怎么在耶稣基督这个根基上建造。
And so the first one, we really need to be careful how we're going to build in God's foundation.
那第二大点呢，就是基督要查验个人的这工程建造。
And so one day Christ will examine each one's work.
这听起来好可怕哦。
And sounds like scary.
你们晓得哈，我们在不晓得任何地方盖房子。
And so whenever you see any construction.
好，做工程。
And any engineer work.
你知道市政府都要派人来检查。
You know the city will always send someone to inspect.
特别是在拉电线的时候。
And even though they're pulling the wires.
或是拉水管的时候。
Or even the pipes.
或是装这个煤气管的时候。
Or maybe the gas pipe.
好，这些都非常重要的。
And those are extremely important.
所以市政府一定要派人来检查。
And so the city will inspect those works.
通过了之后呢，你可以开，可以继续往上建造。
So once you pass, you can continue to build.
有没有想到有一天上帝也要验货
？And you have you ever thought God one day is going to examine our work?
这验货的对象就是你跟我。
And so it's going to be you and me.
保罗真是很聪明哈，他这里用建房子。来描写我们的建造工程。
And so Paul is so smart that he talk about is building some kind of construction.
所以在十三节说，个人的工程必然显露。
Their work will be shown.
因为那日子就要将它表明出来。
Because God will bring it to light.
啊，有火发现。
And it will be revealed with a fire.
这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
And the fire is going to be test the quality of each person's
work. 然后十四节好，人在那工程上所建造的，若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
If that has been built, survived, the builder will receive a reward.
人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损。
But if it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss.
这个受亏损就是本来要给你的奖赏啊，
and talk about 现在
没了。
Talk about the rewards going to give to you. Now it's gone.
好，那既然你可以显在基督台前，表示你是一个得救的人。
But so you are in front of the before Lord, that means that you are saved.
那虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
So even be saved, that only like escaping through the flames.
好，那什么是那日子呢
？So what is that day?
这个那日子指的就是当我们信徒出现在基督的审判台前的时候。
So that Christian will be accountable before judgment seat.
我们要在基督台前交账。
And we need to be accountable before His judgment seat.
也就是上帝验货的日子。
And that's the day God's going to examine our work.
那有火发现是什么意思呢
？What is a fire that reveals?
根据我的了解哈。
According to my understanding.
上帝的显现好像烧着的火。
And God appears like a burning fire.
这是在出埃及记三章他跟摩西显现的时候的表现。
Is that in Exodus chapter 3 when he revealed himself to Moses?
然后在希伯来书十二章告诉我们上帝是烈火。
And in the Hebrew chapter 12 talk about God is the consuming fire.
我们看到火的这个形象是不是都会有点恐惧害怕？
And so when we see fire, we may be fearful.
火的功用是什么呢？
What is the function of fire?
火能够照亮。
And can actually illuminate.
它能够焚烧。
And also burn.
它也可以炼净。
And also purify.
所以这个火的象征，我的感觉是，当我们出现在基督台前的时候呢，我们看到上帝在那边。
And so you see that when we are showing up before a judgment seat, God's there.
那启示里面提到耶稣的眼睛好像这个那个光亮好，可以看穿每个人。
And God's eye is like a piercing light and can see through us.
所以当我们在这样的一个形象面前的时候呢，我们马上感觉到自己完了完了。
And before him, we'll feel, okay, we're in trouble.
我们完了，要 被他检验了，他可以看穿我的一切。
He's going to examine all our works.
好，所以这个时候呢，假如说神夸奖我们，表示我们在世上过的日子是满足他的心意的。
If God said you're a good servant, that means we have satisfied what God's
那假如我们觉得像圣经所说哈，赤身露体，羞羞愧愧。
And but you were like were nude or ashamed.
You're naked and ashamed.
Naked and
shame. 那我们就感觉自己 很不好意思，很难受。
And we'll be very shameful.
那另外有一节经文呢，我觉得也可以用在这个地方。
And another verse we can use over here.
施洗约翰是用水为我们施洗。
So John the Baptist is the baptized people with water.
但是耶稣来，他说圣灵要用火给你们施洗。
But when Jesus comes, he's going to baptize with us with fire.
而且圣灵来呢，叫我们为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
So the is going to convince our sin, righteousness and judgment.
为罪是我们在神面前把这句话用到我们面对那个审判日的时候。
And when we talk about sin is when we facing the judgment seat.
为罪就是说我们有没有在神面前把自己掏空，承认自己的罪，让他的宝血完全洗干净。
And so we're willing to empty ourselves like God to cleanse us.
为义是我们的生活是不是活出了一个公义的生活。
And for the righteous, are we living a righteous life?
符合神的标准，神的要求。
Is up to his standard.
还为审判。
And how about for judgment?
就现在面临基督台前的审判。
And is it for before his judgment seat?
圣灵就像火在我们里面烧。
And the Holy Spirit is just like a fire.
我们自己会定自己的罪。
We will condemn our own sin.
这是我对这节经文的一些体认。
This is my understanding of this verse.
好，所以神在里面照亮我们，但是圣灵也在我里面催逼我们来使我们。认知自己的状况。
God's the light shining on us so that we can also know.
好，所以今天的信息最主要目的呢，就是鼓励大家要做金银宝石的建造工程。
And so the most important message of today is that we want to be a gold, silver, and precious stone.
我们的境遇都是神熬炼我们的机会。
And so all the encounters or difficulty is the opportunity for God to refine us.
我们的心要常常要在神的面前被他来熬炼，被他来炼净。
So our hearts also need to come before the Lord to be refined.
而他给我们的生命，给我们的恩赐，我们要尽量去发挥。他给我们存在世上的一个价值。
And so we need to try to explore the gifts that he has given to us and we can use it.
好，所以先有几个结论。
And so the conclusion.
首先就是愿我们都留意小心并查验自己在基督里的建造工程。
So we need to be attentive, cautious, and also examine our own work in Christ.
第二就是我们可以求上帝让我们明白我们自身的经历与灵性的需要。
And pray that God will help us understand our own experience.
他在我们里面还要做什么样的工作？
And what does he want to need to do within us?
好，那最后呢，荣耀上帝是他自始至终对我们个人和教会的心意。
Glory for God is his intention for us individually, for the church.
愿我们在圣灵的督促下调整人生，朝他的心意前行。
So we, under the guidance of Holy Spirit, adjust our life and move forward according to his will.
好，我们一起祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢你借着保罗把这么清楚的话语告诉我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you through Paul's words that really teach us.
你是这么一位庞大的上帝。
You are such a great God.
啊，你造作了整个的万物。
And you created the universe.
有你自己美好的心意。
And it's through your great intention.
我们看到诸天都述说你的荣耀。
The whole universe speaks about your greatness.
万物都向你歌唱。
And everybody prays to you.
何况我们是你所造的美好的人。
And just like that, we are created by you.
你在我们的身上都有你最美好的心意。
You have wonderful purpose in every one of us.
因为我们就走在这样的一个心意当中。
So we can walk in your design.
让你恢复在我们身上的尊荣跟荣耀。
And to restore the glory that we have.
谢谢主。
Thanks, God.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.